Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, welcome to the DDP and welcome back to our study in the book of Titus. We are in the first chapter, heading into the sixth verse, and we are into Paul's section on the qualifications for elders. The reason he writes this is he has left Titus in Crete so that Titus can appoint elders over the every city. Apparently they had established several house churches in different cities. We'll see more about house churches in a moment, on the island of Crete. And so he gives Titus a list of qualifications. You're going to hear the phrase bishop. You're going to hear the phrase elder. You're going to hear the phrase overseer. Paul seems to use these interchangeably through his epistles. In Timothy, he uses these phrases in the same manner that he uses them in Titus. So rather than thinking that we're dealing with different classifications of church leadership, realize that Paul is dealing with primarily the same thing. Now, why are we going over this, aside from the fact that it's in the book of Titus? Well, it gives us an idea, and I'm going to talk context for a moment. It gives us an idea of as to what Paul felt was a qualified overseer in the early church. This is first generation after the resurrection. So this is really the foundational birthstone. This is the very early days of Christianity. And Paul's version of the gospel is the one that we still have built on until this day. And so what we're seeing is Paul's vision for how the church should be led. So listen to the qualifications. I want to read through all of them, four verses, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then we'll go back and talk about the reasons why these exist, the significance. If a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict. So this is the qualifications of the elders. And then in beginning in verse 10 on through the end of chapter 1, he'll give you the task of the elders. So while I realize that I have a DDP audience of people all over the world from all different walks of life and all different, many of you are not involved in ministry, rather than just skipping the qualifications for elders and the deeds of elders because I assume my audience may not all be elders, let's figure out why Paul says the things that he says and see what it means for us today, not only in church leadership, but in our day-to-day existence. So we start at the top. If a man is blameless. A better translation probably, and this is closer out of the Greek, I think the ESV says it this way, that if a man is above reproach. So Paul is obviously not talking about our condition in regards to sin, but our condition in regards to what people are saying about us, how people are viewing us. If you think that the reputation that you have of your lifestyle in the eyes of mankind means nothing, then you don't understand much about Christian living. While how you live does not affect your righteousness, how you live certainly affects what people think of your righteousness. And while you don't establish your self-worth based on what other people think, you certainly can make it easy for the enemies of God to blaspheme, which is what Nathan, the prophet Nathan, told David after David sinned with Bathsheba and had her husband murdered. He said, "You've made it easy for the enemies of God to blaspheme." And we can do the same thing when we bring reproach through lifestyle. So I'm not asking you today to clean up your walk for your righteousness. I'm asking you today, do consider that people are watching. So let the Christ that's in you come out in you today, in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.